London, HSBC, Europe's biggest bank, announced Wednesday it will no longer finance new oil and gas fields as part of its updated climate strategy. Climate campaigners welcomed the move, saying HSBC provided a new baseline for other major banks but urged the bank to go further. The bank said it would still provide financing to existing fossil fuel projects, in line with current and future declining global oil and gas demand. It would also continue to provide finance and advisory services to energy sector clients but will assess the company's plans to transition to clean energy. It sets a new minimum level of ambition for all banks committed to net zero, said Jean Martin from the campaign group Share Action. But she added the change doesn't deal with the much larger proportion of finance it, HSBC, still provides to companies that have oil and gas expansion plans. She called for new proposals to address the issue of corporate-level financing for energy companies, as soon as possible. Climate experts said the move was nevertheless a big deal. Banks make everything possible, including either the entrenchment of the status quo, that is infrastructure based on fossil fuels, or a transition that's at the pace and of the kind that science tells us that is needed to address the crisis of climate change, said Timmins Roberts, a professor at Brown University and director of the Climate Social Science Network. So big banks making pledges like this are a big deal, a very big deal. Roberts said there are incentives to make these pledges, following through is the harder part. They'll need to be vigilant at tracking whether they keep their promise, he said. Aditi Sen, climate and energy program director at the Rainforest Action Network, said that each year their research on fossil fuel funding shows banks headquartered in the U.S. are the biggest culprits when it comes to fueling the climate chaos, yet their commitments are flimsy at best and deliberately negligent at worst. The group found that the largest four U.S. banks together account for one quarter of all fossil fuel financing identified over the last 6 years. Today HSBC has made a big step forward on climate, which proves that U.S. banks can step it up to do the same, Sen added. In a report last year, the International Energy Agency said investments in new coal mines, oil and gas wells need to end immediately if the world stood a chance of meeting its commitment in the Paris Agreement of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Earlier this year, a group of institutional investors found that several banks, including HSBC, would need to significantly step up their efforts on climate if the Paris goal is to be met. Associated Press climate and environmental coverage receive support from several private foundations. See more about APP's climate initiative here. The AP is solely responsible for all content. Jennifer McDermott, The Associated Press.